A letter from the governing body. Dear lovers of Jehovah, the year was 1971. Those who attended the Divine Name District Assembly held that year were thrilled to receive several new publications. The publications were described as just beyond anyone's imagination. Concerning one of those new releases, a brother said, "It's the most exciting preview of things to come that we have ever had." What was he referring to? It was the book entitled, "The Nations Shall Know That I Am Jehovah, How." But why did this book create such excitement? Because it contained updated explanations of the prophecies found in the Bible book of Ezekiel, prophecies that affect the future of all mankind. In the years since the release of the Know Jehovah book, the number of God's people has mushroomed from some 1.5 million to well over 8 million. These millions of servants of Jehovah collectively speak over 900 different languages. Many have never had an opportunity to study a book that explains in detail the inspired prophecies recorded by the prophet Ezekiel. Additionally, in the decades since 1971, our understanding of many Bible truths has been greatly enhanced as the light has continued to grow brighter. In 1985, we started to see clearly how the other sheep are declared righteous as friends of God. Then, in 1995, we understood for the first time that the final judging of the sheep and the goats would take place during the coming Great Tribulation. Matthew 25:31-32. All these adjustments have had an impact on our understanding of the book of Ezekiel. In recent years, the light has continued to grow brighter still. Consider the lessons learned from Jesus' illustrations. Many of those lessons have now become crystal clear in our minds and hearts. A number of those illustrations refer to events that will soon take place during the fast approaching Great Tribulation. In a similar way, our understanding of certain prophecies found in the book of Ezekiel has been clarified. Included among these are the prophecies concerning Gog of Magog, chapters 38 and 39, the work of the man with the secretary's inkhorn, chapter 9, and the valley of dry bones, and the symbolic joining of the two sticks, chapter 37. All these clarifications likewise update what was written years ago in the Know Jehovah book. No wonder, then, that many of Jehovah's people have asked, "When will we get a book that provides an updated explanation of Ezekiel's prophecies?" The book, Pure Worship of Jehovah, Restored at Last, is such a publication. As you read through its 22 chapters and meditate on the beautiful illustrations found therein, you will be amazed at all the careful research that has gone into its preparation. Much prayerful thought was given to ascertaining why Jehovah provided the fascinating Bible book of Ezekiel. Careful consideration was given to such questions as, what lessons were provided in the book of Ezekiel for those who lived in Ezekiel's day, as well as for us today? Which prophecies speak about events that are still in the future? Should we look for any types and antitypes in Ezekiel's prophecies? The answers to these questions provide the clearest understanding yet of this long-cherished Bible book. As you read the book of Ezekiel from start to finish, you cannot help but be in awe of the heavenly part of Jehovah's organization. No doubt you are also amazed at the lofty standards Jehovah has put in place for both those in heaven and those on earth who wish to worship him acceptably. The Pure Worship book will help to enhance your appreciation for what Jehovah has already done for his people, as well as for what he will do for them in the near future. You will notice that this book emphasizes two themes over and over again. First, in order to please Jehovah, we must know and acknowledge him as the universal sovereign. Second, we must worship Jehovah in the way that he approves, bringing our lives into harmony with his lofty standards. It is our heartfelt desire that this publication will strengthen your resolve to worship Jehovah in a way that honors his great and holy name. At the same time, May it encourage you to keep an expectation of the time when all the nations will have to know that He is Jehovah. May our loving Father, Jehovah, richly bless your efforts to understand the book that He inspired the prophet Ezekiel to write. Your brothers, Governing Body of Jehovah's Witnesses.